same height, that seems okay?
It's the, I love the podiums for that outfit. It's so wet. And thank you for coming in the wet. Water. We ate at the buffet. Water. Checked my phone. Water. Climbed a hill after supper. Water. Smoked. Water. Spent the evening. Water. That this continues. Water. And it was orange. Water. Comes down from the sky to touch you. Water. The firefighter crying on TV from too much fire. Water. I watched a doe. Water. Not moving, not far. Water. The underverse belongs me further. Water. Boil advisory for 20 years. Water. In Nescantaga. Water. And it was orange. Water. That the state of Michigan blocked. Water. That was corroding car parts. Water. They were worried about losing their jobs. Water. Who is the weather doing me? Water. The stroke from below. Water, and lead, and pizza. Water, for 18 months. Water, had detected no lead. Water, Sasha Ivana Bell. Ongoing. For those who don't know, Sasha Ivana Bell was one of the first people to file a lawsuit against the city of Flint for the water crisis there. And she was murdered in a case that is said to be unrelated. And as were with someone else in the case, in the Flint water case, right around the same time, within a few days, which is not to say they're related, but was thinking about her a lot. And also, Nescantaga, as you probably know, it's been talked about a lot. It's now been 22 years on a water boil advisory. It's an Ojibwe nation in northwestern Ontario. It's been since 1995 there. So very ongoing. I wasn't going to start with that one, but I did. And I just want to say it's such a big honor to read with these amazing provocatrices who've all really helped me think at various times. And Gail Scott, too. Actually, the last class that I did at Concordia was with Gail, so it was this amazing last kind of thing happening. So it's really makes me very nervous also, in a really good way. To be one's own limit and to perceive beyond it is what I do all day. Some kind of fire will begin, that there is a vast interior to time in bed. Ancient barrier swings, limit beyond day. Who has been to the ocean? Reefs, the largest erotica on earth. The cosmos causing things in me, in bed. Personal universes flicker like pronoun, noun, verb, verb, pronoun, verb, prep, adverb, prep. I wake up. Touch extends 6 inches from the body. A communication occurs between the self and the self, not a split, but a knitting. A walk in the woods with ears. A forest is what seeds can do in bed. Erotica you could see from space. Well, I try to construct answers to match the syntax of the question. It's known. It's all known. In bed. The laws that are criminal. Do you miss the ocean? Of course, the ocean misses me too. Friendship is a round boat. All their faces are planets I have lived on. And how it's difficult to perceive it, being so limited with godlike extensions in bed. To be so limited and to perceive it is what I do all day. Overrunneth night and day. She will come closer, that the energy takes a shape. And the moon, a pervading assistance that is more and less visible and comes back and gets dark. We can turn out the lights and let seeing into the bed, the vast meshy sea. Aptitude sickness, I spent a lot on nothing much. My side career, my conviction, my male confidence. Always giving the interviewer the answer. It's yours, she said, you can have it. It was very amazing to hear Sina read from my aerial, and just so exciting to hear the way that you're working with another writer, and in such a deep and very focused way, and then thinking about if Sylvia Plath had read Gertrude Stein, so very amazing thought that is giving me a lot of pleasure. And I thought my book is thinking a lot with others. It's very much a book of thinking with others. In I've always been a writer who like a million quotes like everywhere, and then eventually, which is great, but eventually I realized I wanted I wanted to find a form that was more the way it felt to me about thinking with others. And so in the book, there's all the italicized lines are by others. So in this poem, for instance, this is very heavy with others. I think because of the subject matter, I was been really trying to think in this book about finding like registers for thinking about ecocide, and that is pleasurable, perhaps. Like, is that it was very hard for me to like get there, because it's just for so long. It's such an intense thing to think about for me. And so I had a lot of help in this poem. It's called Thonics, and very much a lot of help from Donna Haraway, I would say. So, Thonics. Green, extravagant mind, wet and moving. 2 weeks ago, I arrived here, simply to shake in the green plosions. And the tree, cloud-like, moves moisture, grows wider. A sphincter in the tree opens my orifices, and I come into time with the shimmering. Refuse the obvious depression looped through a tube of fuckedness, the reefs, the largest living purple on earth, the largest electric green with stripes and tentacled mouths, swimming vaginas with eyes on earth. Violescent sea whips, semi-aggressive flower animals, Diploria labyrinthiformis, the thonic ones, the not yet finished, ongoing, abyssal, and dreadful ones, 24 hours being crushed into extravagant bunkers for 90 CEOs and their thonic children, even as the green deserts are seen. Fire is on TV. Fire fills the rectangular pulsating apocalypse over the bar in the restaurant where every day I eat the kale salad of how real this is. A fire alarm rings deep inside the fire. That everyone is extremely vulnerable, and it's not really in that ha-ha kind of way. That environmental uncertainty can act as imagination for the group that come whenever you want but don't leave. I'm working on it. Birds could be overheard now and coming back another way. And part of this is not being free. It's traveling to the far side and coming back another way. John Cage said something like, learning to pay attention and shift states is addictive. I'm working on it. Have you heard about how it takes 10,000 hours of staring? And after that, Casey said, you don't need another idea because there are so many in the ones you already have. Fried oysters again. I grew up on the West Coast. Fried oysters again. I do make the present is a question to ask. And what do I know about my father? Fried oysters again on account of our poverty. 10,000 hours of staring at the red weather. Going to the beach with my mother at mid-tide, shucking oysters into a little bucket of ocean, milky sensitive chaoses for supper. Mature oysters are very large, like a white steak full of guts. I didn't know about our poverty because there was nothing to buy. Across the water, the pulp mill, the log booms, the barges of wood chips going by, by. But I do make the present is a question to ask. When I went to parties and would end up on stage naked reading poems to crowds of brilliant people, the sun, the moon, the stars, the aurora borealis, bioluminescence, to somehow gather all these into a bucket, to do my program all day and then self-destruct. Oysters are bottom feeders. And I, the emoter of the family, could find a way to ride attention a long way down, about 3 millimeters. Raw oysters for lunch, my mother tried to tell me, were considered a delicacy. This seemed to me unlikely. But what did I know about my mother? It is everywhere, all the time. A group thought on this at a conference. The solution was to make a dance, knowing agency is two-way, the power to affect and the power to be affected. I'm gonna jump forward a little bit. This is sort of strange, strange within the context of the book poem that really wanted to come in, that I had written for Eva Hesse, the amazing sculptor from, she died in 1970. She died very young. She was 34, and she was really one of the pioneers of the post-minimalist movement in art. And her sculptures are like my favorite in the world. They're like shapes for, well, I'm sure many of you have seen them there. She just uses form in this way that I think love to use form in poetry, which is, I don't know if I can describe. I wish we had an image, but she uses just like forms that don't represent anything. And they're so funny. Like they're just these encounters with these very just with form, I would say. And anyway, so I was reading her diaries. And I was reading it while I was writing this book, and I think I thought I would get some really great art advice, or like not advice, but like see into something about form from reading her diaries. And they are, and mostly what I learned from her diaries, they're very amazing, but are just like these, her emotional weather and her, they read very much, I think, like, my diary. I mean, there's this complete just like unclarity and like feeling around and just like therapy. And I've loved this about them so much. They were not these hardcore, like, pioneer woman artists. I mean, they were. They totally were. And it was also full of so much emotional weather, of course. I don't know, I should be surprised. So I made a poem for her, and there's bits of her text in here and bits of mine. And it's called Mysterious Armpits, which was a phrase of hers, Mysterious Armpits. Friday, I dislike the administration. Sun is part of an entity. Mun morn, something's missing. A cyclops view. Weds, T and I planning together. Weds Eve could not work. Sat, how far can I go? Black rubber, England, hardly. Sun, very little sounded so favorable. Proportionate enlargement measure. I should say that all the black rubber, proportionate enlargement measure, these are descriptions of her sculptures. Proportionate enlargement measure. Fry, I want clouds, politics, papers, a pot of red. Set, privacy, stability, permanence, since you have accepted this temporary way of life. Weds, buy supplies, drop book in bath, refuse, mature outbursts. Fry, loneliness versus togetherness, vertiginous regularity, sun, I love him, horrifically, paralyzed by the warmth. Mun, frustration of non-work. Twos, I can think. The more I work, the more it sprawls. Thurs, weary of myself, not being taken care of. Sat, I think I am ineffectual, creepy, managed. Holes, wire, or mun, anything, whatever, any little part. Weds, Eve, more than reasons, chaos, friendship, filter, sawdust, fry, am, I want to be a man I love. Twos, colors, flashes, very, very. Thurs, days pass around me, complex circularity, fry, convolution and involution. Sat, help, myself, myself. Sun, the ending can answer the question. Undulation, sinuosity, coil. Mun, Mrs. Bitch is out for a stroll bitching. That was her line. I feel the reasons why. Weds, summer transfers energy and friends, how to describe. Cordon, cincture, cestus. Sun, soft and filled with money. Friday was at Donald's. So that was my essay, Diary World. It's a very special diary, so. I want to read, I didn't check the time actually when I started. I'll just read a couple more. I just want to read this poem in one of, like, a very massive event in life for me was the death of my best friend since childhood in 2010. And I felt so completely mute. I felt like I had no language, and I still don't really. And I really loved M times T for a lot of language about that. It was very big. And so I ended up writing this poem for her that's just full of a lot of space. It's just full of, there's just a few lines on most pages. And so I think it's more about this, like, inability to speak as much as trying to speak and following certain, like, things that I really held on to about thinking about death in particular. And it ends with two letters, two pieces from letters that she had written me. Emily, I remember once in a class discussion of Deleuze, where everything felt possible in his language, asking a question the teacher did not want to deal with. Do you think our bodies are the only way we get to be here? I was 20. I was a polyrhythmic rug rat, noticing there's nothing that isn't moving. Heat, concrete, the permissible, interweave what we can perceive and what is nonetheless having a day. Arriving, endless ends, sort of day, connects us, bodies in time. Bodies in time is an anarchival sport. Dance buys time, I choose I would sit around. Do you think our bodies are the only way? And now I get out of understanding and into a blue field. It's white. It goes by, spirals ahead, collects here, here, and here. Language rises up all over, mouthless. A blue hole just waits. I read somewhere that we think of death as a taking away of life, but that actually you die into life. A hole, a wave, a blue field is your name, but Emily is a place that doesn't exist, registers continually in the writhe, the capacity of the environment to assist us. Kant and Freud are famous for not recommending anything. In a letter in 1993, you sent photographs and news. How are you doing? I'm okay. Everything here is going fine. I'm coming to visit you forever in 3 weeks. I'm thinking about being a marine biologist, physical therapist, artist, and a dealer. On Tuesday, I got a new bathing suit. It's all speckled different colors on navy blue. Men are scum. I'm getting a huge CD collection. The cabin we used to party at used to be really neat until Mark and Heath literally threw everything into the fireplace. They threw the sofa, a mattress, a door, and most of the supporting beams into the blazing flames. I really miss everyone. In 2008, I'm afraid if I die, I would miss everyone and feel isolated by the death and the quiet of losing the self I know. I'll just finish with one that's very new. Like last week, so feel free to, I don't know, like, correct me. No, I'm really like trying to think about form and materials, and really I'm not sure that I quite get the distinction, and this poem is really about trying to figure out the distinction between form and material. And it starts with a line of Mallarmé, which is one of my favorite lines of recent times, which is, "Let us help the Hydra clear away the fog." Trying to understand the distinction between form and material, fog will be helpful. For example, a party form, you enter as materials, dusting dripping along tilts of listening forms, content to be content in this vivarium form of siphoned formality. From fog form filled with speech, for instance, in 2012, the Arctic was half ice-free, sipping wine into one's beauty so urgently, filling up form. Your materials speak, flit, or bounce, but form, the Arctic, will be completely ice-free in our lifetime. Opens for you as hostess, as Hydra admitting an ecstatic zoo, or form uses you. You're the plume, not the name. Your currency, you don't need travel, and the floors were dirty, so I cleaned them. This is one technique to expel fog, formed from processual time. Explaining, for example, my ability to digest plastics or my repose, this wish to be a garden simply falling into dialogue with whosoever visits me here, multivalent babysitter of the spangled mind.